Audio Renaissance presents Pardonable Lies by Jacqueline Winspear. Read for you by Orla Cassidy.
Part 1. London, September 1930. The young policewoman stood in the corner of the room. Plain whitewashed walls, a heavy door, a wooden table with two chairs, and one small window with frosted glass rendered the room soulless. It was a cold afternoon, and she'd been in the corner since coming on duty 2 hours ago, her only company the rumpled and bent girl sitting in the chair that faced the wall. Others had come into the room to sit in the second chair. First, Detective Inspector Richard Stratton, with Detective Sergeant Caldwell standing behind him. Then Stratton standing, while a doctor from the Maudsley Hospital sat before the girl, trying to get her to speak. The girl, no one knew her age, or where she had come from, because she hadn't spoken a word since she was brought in this morning. Her blood-stained dress, hands and face showing a month's worth of dirt, was now waiting for another person who had been summoned to question her, a Miss Maisie Dobbs. The policewoman had heard of Maisie Dobbs, but with what she had seen today, she wasn't sure that anyone could get this young scrubber to talk. The policewoman heard voices outside the door, Stratton and Caldwell, and then another voice, a smooth voice, a voice that was neither loud nor soft, that did not need to be raised to be heard, or, thought the policewoman, to get someone to listen. The door opened, and Stratton came in, followed by a woman she presumed to be Maisie Dobbs. The policewoman was surprised.